And today's Monday, August the 2nd, 2010. Hope you're having a great Monday. This is a show about your destiny and the destiny of other people as well. About spirituality. About getting to the heart of the matter, about getting to the truth about things, and knowing and understanding how things work. That's what we're pretty much about here on the Mr. Destiny Radio Show, but we specialize in a unique system that I call the Book of Destiny. I also call it the Science of the Cards. Every birthday is one of the cards in the deck. Your birthday tells a lot about you. And though this isn't astrology, it's very much like astrology. And it's very connected to astrology. And we're going to talk about astrology tonight on this show. We're going to talk about your sun sign. There's a lot that your sun sign can reveal that you might be a little bit surprised about to know. I mean, it's a broad thing. When you think about your sun sign, you know, there's 30 days in pretty much every sun sign. And you wouldn't expect it to be very specific, but there are some soul traits associated with each sun sign, and we're going to talk about those one at a time here in a few minutes. Welcome to our show. People born today, August the 2nd, are the Jack of Diamonds, and they are Leo. So if you want a real dramatic example of a Jack of Diamonds, you would look at people born today, because the Leo version of every card is very easy to spot the traits. They tend to exaggerate these traits more than the other birthdays of that same card. So Jack of Diamonds, we have people like Apollonia. I don't know if you remember her. She was in Purple Rain with Prince. And we have actor Edward Furlong and... let's see, who else that you might know or that I might know? Kathy Lennon, singer from the Lennon Sisters, I guess. Mary Louise Parker. Funny, she's always struck me as being a little strange. And here she is, a Jack of Diamonds. Lisa Simpson, a cartoon character, was born today. Oh, interesting. I guess they were all born today. And actress Cynthia Stevenson. There's probably some other ones that I've forgotten. I happen to know a lot of Leo Jack of Diamonds myself. It's one of those cards. You probably have noticed now that you seem to attract certain cards into your life. And whatever card you are, the card ahead of you and the card behind you will be, usually you'll end up with these people many times. And I'm a Queen of Diamonds, so naturally Jack of Diamonds wouldn't show up in my life. I even have a sister who's a Jack of Diamonds. So I have had some firsthand. And she's the one in the family that sends me all the best jokes. So Jacks, they're like jokers. They like to play. They like to have fun. They always have a little smile on their face, and you wonder what they're up to, people who are Jacks. You always wonder what they're thinking. You know they're thinking about something, but you don't know exactly what it is. Very creative. The Jack of Diamonds, in particular, has a bit of a conflict between security and freedom. Generally, they go for freedom. Some of them will go for security, but they'll always be longing to be free. But most of them, by and large, will just keep their options open. They don't want to be tied down by a relationship. Now, there are some Jack of Diamonds who get involved in family, and they get married, and it lasts for quite a long time. So it's not like it's a curse that you can't be a Jack of Diamonds and have a relationship. No, not at all. A lot of them do. But most of them would choose to keep their options open. Very romantic, though, and loving to have fun. That's people born today. Anybody born today, please call up and get a reading. And we're in the Leo territory, so it's nice to be in the summertime of the year where the sun is in its natural sign. Which sort of leads us into our discussion tonight about the sun sign. astrology is a lot more complicated than just your sun sign. There are other planets to consider: the Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Chiron, the North Node, and the South Node. All of these planets have significance. The location of them at the time of your birth reveals something about you. All of them do. The sun, though, stands out. This is why, you know, people usually don't say, hey, what's your Mars in? They say, what's your sun sign? Naturally, because it's the most important of all the astrological planets. And it is the number one greatest benefic, the most strongly beneficial planet in our chart. It points to a gift. Almost every single case, it points to a gift that the person would have. But it also reveals other things about you. And we're going to talk about them. So we're going to start out, instead of starting with the first sign, which is Aries, and going ahead like I would normally do, I thought, well, why not go backwards? Let's start with Pisces and work our way back. I think that might be a little fun to do. So Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac. It's governed by the 12th house. This is something you may know about Pisces and you may not know. All Pisces people had in some former lifetime that was significant had decided to end their life. They took their own life. They committed suicide in a former life. And generally they committed suicide in order to escape from a very, very difficult situation that they could not bear. They couldn't bear to be in that situation anymore. So they took their own life, which is interesting because suicide is considered to be the most selfish act there is, spiritually speaking. To take your own life means you have to basically completely not care about anybody else in your life, not have any consideration for them. You have to just shut that out and just think of your own problems and then just end it. So being born a Pisces means there's an unconscious memory of the sadness from that former life or the depression or the darkness of that former life. So Pisces will have a sort of a sense of sadness, and life is not so bright for them in general. Now there are exceptions, but there's a general thing. And there's also a tendency in all Pisces to escape. But they're given a gift of compassion and a gift of sensitivity to other people. Whereas in a former life, they were unable, they were selfish and didn't think about others. In this lifetime, they cannot help but be aware of other people. They can't ignore other people's feelings. They know when people around them are suffering. And that is meant by the soul. It's meant to get them off of themselves and into giving. And that's where a Pisces finds the greatest fulfillment, is in helping other people. The next sign is Aquarius. And Aquarius is an interesting sign. It rules the 11th house, and it's the house of friends and community. I always think, when I think of Aquarius, I think of all these birds up on the telephone pole wire sitting there every morning watching the cars go by, all sitting together. That's what I think of when I think of Aquarians. It's about community, Aquarians. And Aquarius have a gift for creating community. They create a circle, a circle of friends. And they're great at setting that up. They have a gift for it, actually. The challenge with Aquarians is learning how to love one person individually as opposed to the group. But they're up to the challenge, and most of them can pull it off quite well. Learning how to be intimate and connected to one person is the challenge that they experience. Meanwhile, they're always creating groups, and they're all looking for their own group if they haven't found it yet. The next sign going backwards is Capricorn, which rules the highest house in the zodiac, the 10th house. It's kind of like the crown line in the cards, the 10th house. And Capricorns have a gift for creating things on a material level. They have a desire to create a lasting monument to them to be remembered by. And they're very hard workers. Their challenge is to take their attention off the material world and realize that the spiritual realm is just as important. A lot of spades people are Capricorns. You know, there's 13, well, let me think. Are there 13? Yeah, there's 13 Capricorn spade birthdays. That's a lot. That's almost half of them. And all spades have the same thing, like they need to balance work with the spiritual, the underlying stuff, the emotional, the spiritual, and those things. But in the meantime, they're out erecting monuments to their success and showing us that they can get the job done. The next sign going backwards is Sagittarius, Lord of the Ninth House, which is ruled by Jupiter. Sagittarians are lucky. And Sagittarians, the gift they have is honesty. They are so brimming over with this urge for integrity and honesty that they just say whatever comes to mind, and they never lie about it. That's one thing about Sages. It will be hard for you to find a Sag who is underhanded or scheming. They can't withhold what they think or feel. And they have to learn how to be careful, because the horse, the Sagittarius is symbolized by the horse. They'll come galloping into some situation and they'll say something, and other people will get their feelings hurt by their bluntness. So they have to learn to be sort of more, have a little more etiquette, a little more caring in the way that they say things. But the honesty is there, and it's a sign of the judge and of justice. And, you know, so the Sagittarian people, they're people that can be trusted. And you like them. Yeah, I like them because they are who they are, and they're not hiding anything. Speaking of hiding things, the next sign is Scorpio, who are very secretive. They are ruled by Pluto and Mars, and they govern the eighth house in astrology. And Scorpios, like Pisces, had taken their life in a former lifetime that was significant. They took their own life. And in that lifetime, had done something so terrible that they had to take their life in order to make up for it. They felt like that taking their own life was the only way they could compensate for what they did. So it's different from the Pisces person. Scorpio didn't take their life because they were trying to escape from something. They took their life to atone for something they had done. Now, what this does for a Scorpio is it makes them, number one, afraid of death. Unafraid of death, I mean. Why should they be afraid of death? They've already done it. They've already been there. They've done that. So the Scorpio person is not afraid of death like the normal person would be. But you'll notice in Scorpios that sometimes there's a darkness around them, as if taking their own life was not enough to atone for what they had done before. You can sense in some Scorpio people an underlying sense that I'm a bad person or I deserve some sort of punishment, but no obvious reason why. It's just there. And they have this gift of, you know, being sensitive to other people. And they're here to transform and show us transformation. So Scorpios are also like snakes who shed their skin every so often. They go through a very dark period and they come out a whole new person. You can actually, if you know some Scorpio people, sometimes you won't see them for like 5 or maybe 10 years. And when you see them again, you hardly recognize them because they have gone through another one of their great transformations. And they'll look and act and be totally different than they were before. After Scorpio, going backwards, we come to Libra. Libra is a sign of the partner, just the opposite of Aries, which is a sign of the self. And Libras have the gift of relationship. I mean, they really know how. In some former lifetime, they had a partner, and they were with them, and they loved them through thick and thin, and really learned how to be an ideal partner for somebody. And they know how to do that in the current lifetime. They know how to be there and really love and accept somebody for who they are because they went through it. The problem with Libra is they have this notion that this one person is out there for them, and that if they find the right person, the same person that they were with before, that everything will be fine, and they will have their soulmate, and they will be happy ever after. They forgot that they had a great relationship because they worked for it. So their challenge is to learn to take a relationship that they do have and work it again to find happiness instead of just keep on that eternal search for the perfect person. Virgo is after Libra, going backwards, rules the sixth house, ruled by Mercury, one of the two signs ruled by Mercury. And Virgos are all about perfection of the self. Virgos are all about being as perfect as they can. Now, the way they achieve perfection is by having a mental idea of what perfection is in their mind, and then going out and attempting to achieve that. So basically they set up like a yardstick, a measuring stick for themselves, and they say, okay, if I do this, I'm good, and I'm getting closer to perfection. If I don't do this, I'm bad, and I'm getting farther away from perfection. So they have this measuring stick, and every day they measure themselves. How am I doing? They say, this is all internal, by the way. They don't, you know. And so they're measuring, and this is a choice. This is a choice to experience a lifetime of trying to achieve or working on achieving perfection by following a mental construct. The thing about Virgos is, if they're not meeting up with their mental picture of themselves, if they're not meeting up with their own expectations and doing well, they'll start to want everybody else around them to meet up with their model of perfection. So the Virgo, this is what you hear about the anal Virgo who's always expecting everybody else to do everything perfectly. Well, you know now you know that that's just the unhappy Virgo who's not meeting his or her own model of perfection. So what the Virgo's challenge is to realize that their measuring stick was meant only for them, not for others. By the way, that also applies, that same basic principle applies to Scorpios. They'll try to change others in the course of their life when they're not doing well at their own transformation. And they need to realize that the transformation that they seek is not for others, but only for themselves. After Virgo comes Leo. Leo is the best sign of the sun because it's the sign that the sun governs. The sun is the planet or the body in the heavens that governs the sign of Leo. So as far as sun signs go, it's the strongest of the sun signs. And the gift that Leos have is the gift of leadership. It's the kingly sign. All Leos, regardless of what card they are, have leadership ability. The problem that comes with that is that when you have this such a strong notion and internal thrust towards leadership, it's very easy to think of yourself as being better than other people. The challenge for Leos is to lead without making others feel smaller than them. That's the challenge. So the best occupation, one of the best occupations for Leo is that of the teacher. Because when you teach, you lead, but you also help. After Leo comes Cancer. Cancer is a sign ruled by the moon. And Cancers have the gift of nurturing and loving in a nurturing way. Everybody loves, but Cancer's love is a nurturing kind of love. They'll feed you, and they'll want to see you grow up. The challenge for Cancers is that they become very attached to those who they are nurturing along. And when those people reach a certain point, the Cancer doesn't want to let them go. The Cancer wants to hang on to them. It's like the mother who won't let her kids grow up and leave home. it becomes a hindrance to the child rather than a help. At first it was helpful, but it becomes too much. So the challenge for cancers is to let people go. And also to broaden their horizon by learning that they can nurture larger groups of people and don't need to hold on to individual people so much. That's the thing. Like, make it an occupation where you help people in general. And that could be even through writing a book or things like that. Some sort of more broad scope. That's for cancer. Okay, Gemini. Gemini is a sign ruled by the mind. It's the third house, ruled by Mercury also, just like Virgo. And Geminis have the gift of the mind. And it's symbolized by the twins. There's like a duality with Gemini because it's so much into the mind. And Geminis have the gift of high intelligence. The problem is the high intelligence becomes a source of finding fault with others sometimes. This is a negative part. And or finding fault with themselves. And also the problem with Geminis sometimes is that they will say anything to get through a situation and have no commitment to a higher truth. So Geminis need to learn to, number one, to watch the argumentative side, like the two babies fighting with each other. You might say those two twins having an argument. And also to be watchful of, you know, not telling the truth and just saying whatever it takes to get through a situation and having to avoid something unpleasant. After Gemini is Taurus. Taurus is ruled by Venus, and it rules the second house in astrology. But it's not just the relationship kind of Venus. It's the earthy love, the Taurus. And Taurus is the love sign. Taurus is the most loving sign in terms of being giving and open. And the Taurus has this gift of love that is so great that it's just pouring out of them all the time. And the problem is if that love gets blocked, if there's nobody to give it to, or if for some reason there's no one to shower that love on, they will shower that love upon themselves. And they will buy themselves gifts. They will eat a lot of food and become very sensuous, and they can become gluttonous and overweight, and their house can become cluttered with things if they don't have somebody to love, if they're blocked in their loving of others. So their challenge is to keep that love focused on other people. I tell you, Tauruses will buy you the best gift. If they love you, the gift they give you will be practical and beautiful like nothing you've ever seen. But most Tauruses, if you go through their house, like I was telling my wife today, we were hiking yesterday, it's like walking through a museum of beautiful art. There's so many beautiful things in their houses. It's amazing. Things that they bought themselves, because that love has to flow. It's like that movie Dune, The Spice Must Flow. Well, with Tauruses, the love must flow. If there's nobody around, they're going to love themselves. And finally, this brings us to the last sign, which is the first sign, Aries. Rules the first house is ruled by Mars. And Aries is the gift of courage. Aries people in a former lifetime had done something courageous that absolutely helped people. They took a risk in the name of helping others, and it helped them. And now they're blessed with this gift of courage. Nothing scares them. Their challenge is to not just leap into something before looking, because in that overwhelming courage that they have, they will often just blunder into situations and knock themselves silly. I liken Aries to like a goat, because their goat is a symbol for Aries, who will just see a tree and go, "Well, you think you're so big, you tree, I'll show you." And he goes running and he butts his head into the tree and he falls down unconscious. That's an Aries. In that bravery, there has to be moderated with wisdom. So the courage is there, and it's beautiful to watch in Aries people. They just have to learn to moderate that slightly. Okay, that ends our discussion about the 12 signs. I hope you learned something about yourself and about those that you love. We're going to be opening up our phone lines. They have been full for quite a while now. I'm going to play a little song here, take a little break. And Seth, if you're listening, if the music doesn't come through for any reason, would you please cue up a song? But for this break, I'm going to play a song called Peace Filled Day. We'll be right back after the break. And I had a feeling it might not. It was giving me some strange symptoms just before the break. We're ready to take our calls. Lines are full. First up is Chanel. I think that's Chanel from Miami. Her birthday is February 8th, 1986, 24 years old. Four spades, queen of diamonds. Are you there, Chanel?
Yes, I am, Mr. Camp. It's such an honor to talk to you.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. I have a question. I'm at, like, a serious crossroad in my life. And I'm debating on moving back home to Philadelphia. I'm in Miami, and I don't know. I can't find a job, and it's looking really crazy for me. And I just have no idea what to do.
Yes. Yeah, I can see that. It will be good for you to go back.
Really?
Why are you in Miami anyway?
Well, I've been living here for 2 years. I went to school and I just graduated. And, of course, the economy is crazy and I'm not bilingual. So it's hard to find a job. If I go back to Philly, I can get a job. I can make money. But it's really not fulfilling going towards my, like, ultimate goal, which is supposed to be staying down here.
Why do you want to stay in Miami? Why do you want to be in Miami?
Because I want to go to law school here, and I'm trying to gain residency, and I need to be here for at least a year. So it's like, stay here and work for minimum wage and, you know, gain residency and possibly get into law school or go home and make the money that I deserve, so lose residency and be miserable. So either way, it's like a catch.
Either way, you're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, so why'd you call?
I called,
you've already got it figured out that you're screwed either way you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, nobody can help you because you've got that figured out. I suggest you look at life and look at life as a flow. Okay. And you want to be in the flow of life. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
You follow life where it's taking you instead of setting up these hard rules and about where it's supposed to be, and start looking at where is the red carpet rolled out for you right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where is it life easy, fun, and flowing, and go there, wherever that is, see.
Okay.
And you know, ask yourself, you know, if you're struggling to do this dream of law school. Ask yourself, why? Like, why do you want to be going to law school in Miami? Because there's something about it, that if you're struggling with it, it's something about it that's just not right. Do you understand? It's not supposed to be a struggle. Now, you're a four of spades, and four of spades tend to make life a struggle. Okay? They tend to create struggle. You follow me?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just telling you, that's the karma associated with that card. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. You're also a queen of diamonds. So you do have really good business sense. Okay? And start thinking about, like, what you'd really like to do in this world that would be fun and not what you should do or something that's, you know, putting a lot of pressure on you and causing you to go through struggle to get there. It's not supposed to be a struggle. Okay?
Yeah, I'm in the card of faith right now. I forget what exactly is my 52-day card, but it's the card of faith. And it's just like, it's so perfect. I know that, like, this is a time of faith, but I don't know what that means.
It means you do what you really feel in your heart and trust that it's all going to work out in spite of what's happening around you. That's what it means.
Right.
You follow your dream and you follow the path you know that is your real path. But make sure it's your real path. Okay? That's what I suggest. Okay, Chanel?
Well, thank you.
Thanks
you
for
so
being
much.
My guest. And, you know, call us back and let us know what you decide to do.
I surely will.
Okay, great. Thank Have you. A great night, Chanel.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our next guest is Anne from New Jersey. She's a queen of spades. January 2nd, 1963, 47 years old. Are you there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Well, loud and clear. So you're
Can
a
you
very
hear me?
Rare card. Only one birthday has your card.
Really?
Yeah, so we feel special to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, let's see. I'm in real estate, and as we know, the real estate market is not so great. And I don't feel like it's my passion, but I'm still, like, trying to find out where I belong here and what am I to do. Like, what's my dharma?
Yeah.
And I know people say, you know, look at what your passion is. And I really want to serve, and I want to help people, and I want to do something that's going to bring passion, more passion into my life, and also feel more, like, motivated about every day. I mean, I do have a good life. I have, like, friends around me, and, you know, I feel like life is easy these days. But when you look at the monetary aspect of it, of course, that's you know, it is what it is. And I used to be like, go get her, go get the money, and now that's all changed. Now I'm just like, I don't want to do that anymore. Working for corporate America is just not a part of me anymore.
Okay, that's great. So you're in a transition.
Yeah, it is great.
You're in a transition from one way of being to a whole other way of being.
Mm-hmm.
And all those kind of transitions always involve uncertainty.
Yes, and I'm making great friends with uncertainty.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good. This is good. This year, see, one thing about your birthday is you're a queen of clubs, but you're also a queen of spades, but you're also a king of clubs. So both of your cards are royalty. So you're used to being a person to be reckoned with. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the king of clubs is ultimately that card. It will have you in a role of a teacher of some kind, ultimately.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, leading people to higher knowledge. You understand?
Yes.
So that, the Queen of Spades part, you have to be careful, because Queen of Spades, like my previous guest who was a Four of Spades, Queen of Spades can get mired in just day-to-day struggle and day-to-day mentality of life. They can do that if they're not careful. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you also have to look higher for yourself. And this year is really special for you. It's not over yet. It's not over to your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all the cards for finding what it is you really came here to do.
Okay, well, we're halfway through the year, and I'm still not like feeling like I know yet. I'm just...
Well, you don't know yet, but you will know if you stay open. That's all. That's the only question that you have to have answered this year, and you need to be asking it every day to yourself.
Well, who am I, and what am I here to do?
Yeah. What is it you came here? The way I would put it is, because I asked this question for years too, is what is it that you want me to do, God? You know.
Right.
What is it you want me to do here? Because you know, I can tell you're talented. There's lots of different things you could do. You know. You've done many.
Okay.
You've done many things
I want to
already.
Be more creative. I want to be more creative too.
Uh huh. Well,
you
good.
Know,
So indications are. So, what are you willing to give up? Like a really good question that somebody asked me one day was, are you willing to give up everything you have to have what you really want?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I told God that, you know, you could have everything that I have around me right now. Just show me where I need to be, because I know I'll be a happier person and be more in my role, in my dharma, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, look around and see what things you can let go of as well during this process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What can you let go of to make room for something better?
Well, I've rearranged my furniture in my place. I've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. I threw out stuff. I gave stuff away.
Uh-huh, good.
I'm using what I have to the best of, you know, I'm using what I have to the fullest, and I'm creating new things out of what I have, so.
Well, you still have quite a bit of time till the end of this year, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're in the hardest period of the year right now. It's just began. Okay.
The heart of what?
Everybody has a Saturn period every year.
Right.
And yours started on July 29th and it ends on September 19th. Usually that's the hardest period of the year for most people. However, you are a Capricorn, and somehow Capricorns, they're already hard on themselves so much that it doesn't bug them as much as it does other people.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, we are hard on ourselves, and I'm also learning to be a little more gentle and know that, yeah, you know, that doesn't have to be so much that. Like, the judgment towards myself was huge for years, so.
Yeah.
And I'm still, so, you know, I'm watching it, but I'm not letting it take over days, as a, you know, maybe an hour, but not days, you know?
Well, good. And, you know, I think just keep asking that question. And I believe, I'm pretty sure, I'd be willing to bet, I should say, and I'm a diamond, so money is important to me. I'd be willing to bet that by your next birthday, you're going to have the answer you seek.
Okay. Well, I've been thinking a lot about moving to Hawaii. And, you know, when you move to Hawaii, you can't take anything with you because, you know, where are you going to put it?
Yeah, if you go to Hawaii, but wouldn't it be more important to know what your life's work is, and then wherever that has you go there then? See?
That's right, of course, but I do, you know, dream
Hawaii
about Hawaii.
Is like, everybody wants to go to Hawaii. Everybody
know,
wants to leave everything behind
and
just go to Hawaii and be a
year.
Beach bum for a while, you know. But that's not really what you're looking for. But, you know, if you want to take a vacation, that'll be fine.
Yeah, that's
I would wait till just before your birthday, like November or December.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. Okay, well, thanks for being my guest tonight, Anne. It was great talking to you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much, Robert. I love your work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Have a nice night. Okay, we're going to take another quick break. And Seth, if this music does not work this time, please be there with some music. I think it's going to work. We'll try it. Thank you. And that song was called Peace Filled Day. It's available on my website, thunders.com. For those of you who don't know, all the songs that I play here are composed and recorded by me. Some of them quite a while back, some of them more recent. That was a more recent one. Also, I want to remind people who they hear the show and they think that I will answer personal questions by email. And I'm just want to let you know that I do not answer any personal questions by email. I do readings on the show to encourage people to learn the system so they can do readings for themselves. And you learn that by buying the Cards of Your Destiny book for the prediction part or the Love Cards book for the relationship part. So just so you know, if you're writing me an email, you're probably not going to get a response except to come to the show if you're looking for a free reading. Okay, our next guest tonight in order is Kelly from Pittsburgh. Been waiting patiently. Her birthday is August 14th, 1979. She's a Queen of Clubs and 30 years old. Are you there, Kelly?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I called in actually last year around this time, and you did like a brief overview for the age of 30 for me, and you were quite accurate with what you had said, so I am calling in again with my birthday right around the corner just to kind of see what you see as far as my spread goes for the next coming year.
Okay, so what's going on? That, you know, give me some context there.
Okay, right now I'm still at my job. Career is going okay. I have no complaints there. Hopefully, you know, in the near future, I move up there. Relationships have kind of been on a hold. There hasn't been, it's been a little bit of a challenging year this past year, but besides that, everything seems to be pretty steady right now. When you had read me last year, you looked ahead and you said, oh, it's going to be a real good social year for you, and it's been fantastic. It's been nonstop, so probably more than any other year. So it was a good year overall. I'm just kind of looking to see what we have to look forward to in the next year, or even maybe some challenges that maybe.
Well, first of all, by the end of this year, you're going to have a man in your life for sure. Not that you have to wait that long, but you will have a significant relationship by your next birthday. I can tell you that. It may come
that's
a little later.
The hearts
in
results, the huh?
I think you're going to be. excuse me. I think you're going to be basically dating several people most of the year.
Okay.
And then you'll find the right guy towards the end of the year. Okay. That's what
okay.
I think.
Nothing wrong with that.
Work should be fine, but there's a Nine of Clubs long range, which leads me to believe that something significant is going to come to an end this year, like a completion for you. Maybe you'll reach the top of your job and need to move on. Maybe you'll change. I think you're actually going to change jobs later in the year. Actually,
okay.
It'll be like next year. You know, in March or so. You got a Five of Diamonds, so it's a good chance you'll probably change jobs at that time. Mm-hmm. And then right around the corner from that will be the man will show up. The guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sounds good. Pretty good.
Anything else that I need to be on the watch for? Or pretty steady even
there? No, I wouldn't be concerned about anything. Just have fun. You're doing fine.
All right. I have no problem with having fun.
It's going to be a good year. You're the same birthday as Halle Berry. You should enjoy it.
There, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
okay, well, thanks
for
being
my guest.
I appreciate
you taking the time to do
that. Well, thanks very much for being my guest tonight, Kelly, and have a great year. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Robert. I enjoy your show and your books. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next guest is from Florida. His name is Jimmy. He's July 18th, 1959. He's a Ten of Clubs, Queen of Hearts, 51 years old. Are you there, Jimmy?
Yeah, first-time caller and 18-year fan of yours. How you doing?
Great. You're Jimmy Ray.
Yes, I am.
But that's not your real name, is it?
No. It's after I dyed it.
Is this your real birthday?
Yeah, that is my real birthday.
Okay.
Aren't you the wise one? But see, I knew you were.
Not as smart as you, Jimmy. Not as smart as you.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Ten of clubs. My God.
Anything you can tell me would be great. You know, maybe anything.
Okay. Well, interestingly enough, you have the same card this year that the last woman had last year, which is the card for the year, which is Ten of Hearts, which means get out there and be social. You'll have a blast this year.
Cool.
Okay. You know, this is a year to connect with groups. I'm not sure what kind of work you do, but if you had some work that would require reaching out to the public, this would be the year to do it. Okay?
Maybe an advertising or something?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Advertising, being on radio maybe, getting the word around. We're talking about everything to do with groups of people is really good for you this year.
Okay.
You know, and you enjoy it anyway, naturally. Your birthday would enjoy that anyway. You know,
oh, absolutely.
Attention. Yeah. And what kind of work do you do? Does it involve communications at all?
I hope so. I read tarot cards.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So you need kind of like, you need like a book or something, Jimmy, so that people will look up to you more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's too many tarot readers out there. You need like a book that you've written. Because and then you're an author and people will respect you a lot more.
Okay.
You understand? So, you know, if you're doing tarot, you probably learned a lot about tarot. So write a book about it that would be some unique take on tarot. And
okay.
Now you're an author and now people come to you for readings.
Sounds
See?
Great.
And I don't think you'd have any trouble accomplishing that.
How about a big also, like, as far as, like, persona, adding a lot of theatrics this year as far as a big paradigm shift to attract people's attention?
Yeah, sure. All that stuff, anything dealing with, like, getting the word out to people is all good. It's all good. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much for your time and your knowledge.
Yeah, you're going to have a fun year, Jimmy, so enjoy it.
Thank you. I'll do my best, and thank you very much. You
All right, man. Great talking to you.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jimmy's an old friend from Tampa, Florida, where I grew up. Okay, let's see. We have time for, I think, one more here, at least. Sundar, who I think you tried to call last week, from Colorado, February 13th, 1985, 25 years old. Are you there, Sundar?
Hare Krishna, Robert. How are you?
So is your name given to you by a guru?
My mother was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, but, you know, so I was just given it to by my parents. I was raised Hare Krishna. So we have a couple things in common, I guess.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of friends who are Krishna people and always gotten along well with them, so...
For sure.
So you're a queen of diamonds and five of diamonds. You're a double diamond. You're all about money and money changing hands and travel. So what's up?
Most definitely. I've been reading your books for several years now, and I guess like the part that I have like the hardest with is interpreting two cards at the same time. And I was wondering if you could give some insight about my Pluto result cards for both for five and queen of diamonds.
Yeah, well, you have a Nine of Hearts and an Ace of Diamonds, Pluto. And Ace of Diamonds, Pluto, I mean, Ace of Diamonds result card is usually associated with somebody starting a new job. You know, something completely new. So the Pluto card,
I mean,
Nine of Hearts...
That definitely makes sense. I'm going to be finishing school in December, so hopefully I find a job in the short time I have between then and my birthday.
Yeah. And the Nine of Hearts would mean the challenge would be around perhaps in order to have this, you have to let go of all these connections you have with people because it's a Nine of Hearts, you see.
Uh-huh.
So the challenge might be that you have to give up some relationships in order to move on to where you need to go. See?
Okay. But it's
nothing you can't handle. It's just that's what it is. See?
Would that there's 95s going on, but would that?
Because I think you're going to move at the end of
travel or
I think you're gonna move.
Giving
this
up
year.
Like the time I spend with certain people.
Well, I think you're gonna have to move to a new location by your next birthday.
Okay.
Have you considered that?
No, I'm actually preparing to make that if I am capable of doing that. That's I prepared myself to do so. Like I didn't sign a year lease. Where I'm living is temporary, so you know, once I'm done with school and my next birthday, I can just go wherever, you know, just in case.
So some part of you already sensed it.
Well, definitely. I've tried to align myself with the cards. I've been trying to do it for a few years, but I could always use some more insight from yourself.
Well, you know, you have an underlying card under the Ace of Diamonds that's not in the book. And it's a five of spades.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that helps you to understand what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then
basically you're out of there.
Yeah. Right.
And in a good way. It's going to be a good thing, though. Like a whole new thing for you. And, you know, you may not even know what it is yet. You may not really know exactly what this new thing is yet, even though you think you do. It could be something you haven't actually discovered yet. So keep your options open and see what happens.
Those two actually had a little bit better time, like, you know, figuring out the two together, but the seven of diamonds, seven of spades for my five of diamonds spread, that one
the seven of spades is usually about somebody who's taking a risk to do what they think is right in spite of whatever challenges their life might be going through. Another woman had it earlier, that same card. And the challenge would be that are the finances going to be there or not? See?
Right.
And that's pretty obvious, I think. You know, like it's basically doing what you need to do in spite of the fact that the money may or may not be there to do it.
For sure.
Yeah.
So it's moving somewhere.
But you will do it though.
What I'm doing,
you will do it.
Without, you know, maybe all the resources I can muster, it'll still be good for me though.
It's all going to work out financially. That's the message here. It's all going to work out, but you have to get to that place where you can be okay and not knowing that it's going to work out. You can't know for sure. So you have to act on it anyway. See? You have to act as though you know it's going to happen. It's going to work out. Even though you don't have any evidence to support that yet. But it will. It actually will work out.
I think it will.
No, it will. I have no doubt.
I feel like I have a pretty good fortune, or I have a fortunate year, and I feel fortunate. So
yeah, you're in the most blessed spot.
Obviously, I keep the faith, right?
You're protected, so take that to heart and act accordingly. See.
Oh, and hey, can I throw in one thing? I've been listening to your show just for the last couple of months, but I've been listening to a lot of the past shows, and I don't remember which one you said, but you were talking about how it's good to look at your chart and the cards and same together. And my mother has done my chart, and so I know a lot about my chart. And it's kind of funny because I have Moon in Scorpio, and she's Pluto to me in both Queen of Diamonds and Four of Hearts, both of her cards. And then my dad is Mars to me in Queen of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
As a queen.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Yourself.
Yeah, it is. I think eventually you will study astrology even more because it goes with the cards so well, you know, and it just enhances your knowledge. So everybody who studies the cards will eventually
learn
astrology.
I was raised on my parents. My parents are actually the ones that gave me the books, your books. And
How wonderful.
You've got some
very cool parents.
Very into Eastern astrology, so. I definitely I've been blessed with a lot of spiritual information from an early age. So,
well, Sundar, thanks for being my guest. I'm going to let you go, but have a great year, the rest of your year.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for helping me. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, I think we do have time to squeeze in this last caller, whose name is Carmen. She's April the 3rd, 1959, from Montreal. Are you there, Carmen?
Yeah, hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. How are you tonight?
Very good. I'm calling. I would like to know an answer about the lawsuit that I wanted to know if it's good for me this year. Any lawsuit that I would, legal matters
sure.
I would pursue?
Sure. Well, you're in the Mars period right now, and it's which is the legal period of the year.
Yeah.
And it lasts until September the 6th. How soon would you be pursuing this thing?
Well, I went to the lawyer today.
Uh-huh. Indications are right now that it would be equitable. The outcome would be equitable.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Now, you know, sometimes equitable, some people don't like equitable because sometimes their expectations were greater than what was equitable. But I think in your case, your expectations are in alignment, and I think you'd be pleased with the result.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I called you in April, and you were saying that I had to deal with some endings because of the two nines that I had,
yes.
Which I have dealt with some, well, for work, ending with work, and also I had endings with people that were close to me that passed away, three people within 2 months. And
ooh, that's
those,
a lot.
Those
that's
were
a lot.
Endings that I dealt with.
Wow. Yeah. Well, the year's not over yet either. You know,
no, I know, but I hope as bad as it gets, also it goes on to the other side as good, you know?
Endings, you know, we don't like endings as a rule. Most people hate mm-hmm. endings, but they're actually good for us, ultimately,
because
we feel freer afterwards. We feel a
exactly.
relief.
It's time
There's
to move
like
on.
Space opens up in our life, and we now have a room for something new to grow in our life.
Exactly.
So I don't see this as being a bad year. It's all going to turn out okay for you. So
yes.
It's just stressful when you don't know the outcome.
That's right.
And we can never know the outcome for sure. We can just, you know, we can do our best, but we can never know absolutely for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Even the best astrologers don't know absolutely for sure.
No.
But it looks good to me, and I'm usually right.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Carmen. Have a great year, and thank you for coming on the show again.
Well, thank you. Bye.
All right. Good night. Okay, folks, that ends our show tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to be back next week with a new topic. I really liked the topic tonight. I hope you guys got that. I got to get a recording of that and save it. Anyway, all of our workshops and everything are on e7thunders.com, also on 7thunders. All of our books, most of our books are now PDF ebooks. I think most of you don't realize that you can actually print those books out when you get them. People think it's just, I think they get the impression they have to just read them online, but it's not true. You can actually print those books just as if you have the printed copy in your hand. So check it out, e7thunders.com. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We'll be back next week. See you then. Have a great week.
Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. Om Bhargo Devasya Vimahe Deyo Yonat Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahe Deyo Yonat Prachodayam
Mom.
Saturvarivinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayam.